You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A lot of people traveling now, and apparently people have forgotten manners in the time that they were locked up in their house, because on a flight from San Francisco to Las Vegas, they got the plane away from the gate, taxiing out on the tarmac, going out to take off. They had to stop, turn around, and come back to the gate. Why? Because two dudes got into a physical, yes, fist fight over an armrest.
My goodness, guys.
Who gets to use the armrest?
Settle down.
So there's all sorts of video that's being posted online now of people, as the police came onto the aircraft to haul these two idiots off.
All hopped up on Red Bulls and vodkas before they leave the airport.
Here's what I would like to, I would like to hear them explaining to their friends. Yeah, I wasn't going to let that jerk take my armrest. I have my arm. I have my arm there first.
I have bigger forearms.
And I can just, I'd like to be inside the heads of their friends going, God, you're a flipping moron. You got kicked off the flight, right?
Yeah. Did you win?
Yeah. Ooh. You showed him. Anyway, so that's going on. And then last but not least for me, Father's Day coming up in just a few days, and dads around the country are going to be celebrating because women just voted for the dad bod as the sexiest look that a man can have.
Slap it, slap it.
You're thinking, you know, go work out at the gym 4 hours a day, get the six-pack abs and all that other stuff. Nope. 6 out of 10 women said they would rather be with a guy who's, and according to the story, it's guys who've got, quote, a little jiggle.
Yeah.
Than someone who is solid muscle.
So it's, you got a little gut. You got a little gut. That's fine.
A little punch. Just a little punch.
That's right. Little one.
I got just a little punch.
Little bitty one.
Hey, I've lost 15 pounds. Jeremy lost a lot of weight not long ago. I lost 15 pounds. We're looking pretty good.
We're slim and trim right now.
I asked Gretchen about this when I saw the story. And I said, well, obviously, you married me, so you're okay with this. And her thing was, she goes, you know why women don't want to be with guys who are ripped? I mean, you might like the eye candy to look at in a movie or a magazine. She goes, women do not want to be with a guy who spends that much time in a gym.
It consumes you, yeah.
It requires so much time to have that kind of body.
It's a lot of maintenance.
Yeah, she's like, no woman has got time. She goes, unless it's a woman who likes to do that, and you go to the gym together for 3 hours every day.
Perfect. And then you got to think about your menu and, you know, the food.
She's like, women just don't want to put up with that, generally. Yeah. I'm not saying there aren't some women. Yes, of course. Here we go again. But generally, women are like, if this guy's going to go spend 2 hours every day in the gym, pass. Mm. I am so grateful for those women. So grateful. We should send this story to Steve Marshall. You know, he's turned into a two-hour day
ripped.
In the gym guy, right?
Yeah, he's, man, he's a man now.
Of course, he found a woman to marry him, so.
Yeah.
She's going to get tired of that act before too long, though.
You're never home.
You know, once he puts a ring on it, she's going to be like, all right, this 2 hours a day at the gym is going to end, my
Enough.
Friend.
Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Bed Bath and Beyond. I can see Steve Marshall fighting over an armrest, can't you?
Yes, absolutely can.
Uh-huh. All day long.
Call us, Steve. Let's talk about all this. You know our number.
Let's talk about your anger issues, Steve.
I want Steve Marshall to call and tell us if he's aware of the fact that once he gets married, he's not going to be able to spend 2 hours a day at the gym.
Yeah. He knows it's coming. He'll put off the wedding for months. Let's postpone it.
What else is trending?
People Magazine putting out a list of 100 reasons to love America. And they have the first place reason right here, Dom. What do you think it would be? Number one. The number one reason to love this here country of America.
Cheeseburgers, fries, and a shake.
Oh, you would think, right? Or maybe like Yellowstone?
Yeah,
some of
maybe.
Our majestic national parks and landmarks.
You know, the great highway system that allows us to take these wonderful road trips with the windows down, and you just can
cruise. So the highway system, of course, would be up there. Was that,
Eisenhower
saying, that was responsible for that?
Yes, it was. Very good.
Thanks, Eisenhower.
Eisenhower. I'm not talking about the highways themselves. I'm talking about what they provide for us.
Yes,
they represent
the freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom. No, freedom. Number one. Number one. A dude with not a dad bod. Dwayne The Rock Johnson came in as number one, the number one reason to love America.
I guess I can't argue with that.
We got The Rock, man. Future president of the United States. And this is on the heels of him being the sexiest man alive just a few years ago. So
he's got it all going on.
He's got it all going on. He lives
a charmed life. And he seems like a really good guy.
I know. I want to hang out with him.
What's his background? Like, where was he from? Like,
I don't know. He's got a TV show, Young Rock. Why don't you watch that and learn? I can't see you sitting down and watching Young Rock on, what is it, NBC or whatever.
Why don't you watch that? Well, why don't you climb right up my... He played college football at the University of Miami, won a national championship with them. I didn't know that.
You've got that streaming HBO service. You guys need to watch... crap, what's the football show that he's in? Ballers, I think it's called.
Is that it?
That's a good show. It's a really good show. What else is going on? This is kind of a funny story talking about your streaming services and how we have access to more movies than we could ever want. And the Wall Street Journal is saying, well, streaming is actually making the quality of movies worse. And I completely agree. They're churning out so much stuff, you know, so they constantly have fresh content. Look at Netflix. Every time I go on there, it's a bunch of new stuff. But the thing is, like, speaking of Netflix, their movies have the worst scores among critics. And I've watched a few of these new movies on there, and they're crap. And so we're just putting out all this horrible content now to fill up space.
Yeah, I concur with this piece.
It's spot on.
I think I want to write a longer piece about this because I've thought about this in terms of music and books in the past.
Yeah, it's true.
That the more we make it
accessible,
how do I phrase this? The more we make it easy for people to produce, the worse the quality will become.
They're just tossing crap out because they just have to get you through, you know, an hour on the couch, basically.
Yeah.
Instead of going to the movies.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be an old guy that says everything that's out today is bad. I'm not saying that.
No, there's a lot of good stuff, but movies.
There's some fantastic. TV is better now than it has ever been, period. And I'll fight anyone who says differently. TV today, the quality that you can get if you look for it on TV is better than anything that we had back in, you know, the golden era of, you know, must-see TV or whatever. But in general, the easier you make it for people to do stuff, the overall quality will sink.
Yeah.
And it's always been that way with music and with books. And now they're right. Movies.
They're all crap. Huh? They said there's no motivation to spend, you know, to go to a movie theater, you know, and buy your ticket and get food. And, I mean, you're going for an experience, so you're expecting something good. Whereas now you can just flip on the TV and watch, you know, garbage for an hour and a half.
Well, I think in all of those categories, there is great stuff still being made in the books and the music and the movies. It's great, but the problem is you have to sift through.
Sure do.
So much garbage that... it's hard to find the gems, the hidden gems.
I watched that documentary on John DeLorean last night. That was my treadmill show. Did you watch that on Netflix yet?
I watched it a while ago. It's been out for a while.
Yeah, this is the first time I spotted it. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, actually. Kind of a fun backstory on that, dude. Anyway, let me give you one final thing. The National Park Service is once again reminding tourists about bears because it's bear season. Bears are out and about. And they say if a bear clacks its teeth, sticks its lips out, huffs, woofs, or slaps the ground with his paws. This
I had a girlfriend
like,
who used to do all of those things.
This is your honeymoon night, your wedding night. Anyway, they say if a bear starts doing that, you need to, you know, immediately try to get away. They say don't run, don't shout, don't make sudden movements, don't try to play dead, because bears can sense that you're overreacting and playing dead.
They hate bad acting.
They hate that. And the biggie is, they say, do not run up and push the bear or do not push a slower friend down, even if you feel the friendship has run its course.
I'm definitely pushing I'm shoving
so
down.
Don't shove
friend.
Anyone slower down and
actually,
then run.
That's a waste. You don't need to shove the slow person down because you'll just outrun them. You shove down the faster person.
Oh, there you go. And then you bolt.
They didn't think this through.
Mm-mm. Anyway, just don't shove anybody in general around a bear, because they will eat you. There's your pro tip. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Make your way over there. I posted a video this morning of an old song. It's Take On Me. Came out in what year did we decide?
85.
It's by a band, Aha. Google it, kids. It's fantastic. Anyway, this guy recorded clips of himself doing cheek slaps, forehead smacks, tooth taps, and cheek flicks.
Oh, again, my
also
wedding
Dom's
night.
Wedding night. And he created the Take On Me song, and he put a fat beat behind it, and it's actually a lot of fun to watch. So check
Beautiful.
It out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.